All right.
We're live?
Yeah, I guess we're live. That came quick. I guess we are running a little bit late. We got a quick show maybe today. OSF, usually so cheery and helpful, decided to not come to the show today. He's at NFT NYC partying, probably drinking wrecked drinks and having a good old time while we're here grinding it out.
And yes, I think there's been like an issue with one of the wrecked drink deliveries. He's actually like running all over NYC at the moment, trying to get it to the event. He texted me being like, how the hell am I running all over NYC trying to get wrecked drinks?
You would think he would have hired someone to do that for him.
I know. OSF intern. Pay grade apparently. So he has to get involved.
Love that. Well, good for him. I hope he's having a great time up in the beautiful New York weather this time of year. We're running episode 68 here. It's just going to be me and Mando. We'll probably take Twitter questions. We'll take questions from the chat. So if you're not watching the live stream or on YouTube, or if you are watching on one of those, you can come in the chat, ask questions. We're just going to be doing a pretty casual show. Our guest for the week dropped out late, so we were just like, screw it. We'll just run a show anyway.
And, can you hear us in Spaces, by the way? People saying that maybe can't hear. Can you thumbs up in the chat in the Spaces if you can hear us?
Intern said he can.
Okay, sweet.
Somebody people are lying to you already.
Yeah, people just trolling me.
Trolling you already. I love that. I don't know. I mean, I guess we got some codes to give away. I get for starters. Let me find those.
You do the code. Yes. Yeah. So we are sponsored by Rollbit as per usual. Sorry, I'm filling in for OSF today. We're going to give out some codes. We're actually going to try something new this week. As you're probably aware, I think the vast majority of what people doing on Rollbit is levered trades and or the casino stuff. We're going to do some levered trades actually to start today. They're giving us three free levered trades, and then we'll give out the winnings in terms of prizes at the end. I don't know how you want to do that, KBM. Like, how do we want to make this?
I guess bring up your screen in a second here. We'll put on some leverage trades, talk about why we're doing them for the next hour. I mean, like, I don't know, an hour long leverage trade. I don't know what our hit rate's going to be here, but it seems like it'll be.
I think it's going to be high. What are you feeling bullish on?
We could try that. But anyway, the code is theboys6311. Theboys6311. The first code for the show today. I don't know. Amanda, you want to bring up your screen? Let's see the interface here.
Yeah.
And the Rollbit trading interface is super clean. It's amazing for scalping.
So they're giving me 3 2,000 trades. So
I'll try to scalp some money.
For some reason, I'm blocked to trade Solana. So we can't trade Solana. But I think.
Oh, my God.
I know.
You got the inside info on that one.
I know. What are we thinking?
Okay.
It's going to bullish or bearish, KBM?
I mean, in the next hour, I don't know, neutral, I guess. I mean, like, it went up earlier at 10 a.m. That spike up was from ISM services. It wasn't just a random spike up. All markets spiked up on that number. Then we pulled back off, retested where it broke out from, and now it's right back up.
When's Powell speaking? He's speaking a bit, right?
Yeah, 12:30. So that's obviously going to move some markets a little bit.
We're going to get levered. Should we put on now, or should we wait until he speaks? I think it's put on now. It's put on a whiff
trade. I think you put on a whiff trade.
What about 50x levered on whiff?
Well, you need to. Your max position size is 50,000.
Oh well, pussies.
Just do 2,000 and make it. You know.
Yeah, 25x then. That's the max we can do. All right.
You going long?
Okay. Oh, no, sorry, I need to hit one of those. Okay.
Now you got to change the payout multiplier. The multiplier.
Sorry, guys, it's our first time doing this. Okay.
These trades on, we'll give away the winnings at the end of the show or losses.
Okay, so we're long 50 grand of whiff now. Let's see how that goes. Okay. What else?
Let's short some ETH.
You think?
It just spiked. Oh, my God, you're missing the short as we speak.
Right back up.
Do 100x.
Are we really shorting anything?
Hit down and hit 100x.
Okay, so another. Okay, that's our hedge. Our hedge is to be short ETH. Okay.
No, that's 1,000.
Oh.
100. Jesus Christ, guys. This is what you got to check your multipliers before you.
I'll multiply too large. Maybe I can't be that big. How big can I be? 100,000.
Oh, okay. Sorry, do that.
Ugh. That works, right? 50?
The button, yeah.
Yeah, 50. Okay, so we are short ETH, but long WIF.
Look at that, we're losing it both. And then should we just go roller coaster? What do we do? I mean, roller coaster.
No, let's take another. Let's pick another one. What do we like here? What do we like, and we don't. What do we not like? I would have picked long soul as well, but
this segment is very informational for people. I'm sure they're. I'm sure they're loving it. This is monkey on a keyboard, and for real, this is how we, me and Mando, typically pick trades. By the way,
100%. God, some of these are dead coins. Like, who's trading Matic? God,
just do something that's like, I don't know, short more ETH.
Why short? Bitcoin.
Well, because
I guess we're making money on the short right now.
Down.
We're making money on the short.
You're getting destroyed in the whiff long.
Maybe we'll go more long whiff then.
Oh my god. This you're not gonna have any fucking prize money left with this guy at the wheel. He's levering up more whiff long.
So we do something stable like Bitcoin? This is just something stable. Right? Yeah, of course, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. No, you go 100 on this one. Oh, no, you can't. Well, you're going long? What the fuck are you trying to do here?
What's that?
You're going long.
We're going long.
Oh, my God. Mando, you can't fix this guy. That we're just, like, at odds here. Seems like I'm winning. Anyway, okay. Never heard KVM this excited, somebody said. Yeah, I don't know what them. I don't know what that says.
Let's see how that does. Are we even gonna have that one in the background, or...
I don't know.
On the anyway, for a little
new
bit.
New segment there. Beautiful. Anyway, let's talk about the market, I guess.
Yeah, what do you think?
What's been going on? I mean, we had that drop that seemed pretty obvious because things were pretty overheated. People were getting a little out of line with the meme coins over the weekend. Some of the chats we were in, people were sinning really hard. There was a lot of financial sins and greed taking place.
Yeah.
And then you had the Ansem meta. The Ansem's whole family and all sorts of weird shit to do with him that's been popping.
I don't get that at all. Like,
I think it's just the risk curve people are taking it maybe too far, and maybe they need to be punished. It doesn't seem like this drop has punished anyone yet. I mean, like, I don't want to see people lose money, but it's definitely maybe people need to tone it down a little bit.
It's never gonna happen, dude. We are mid cycle. Shit is gonna keep on going.
What if there's one more 10% drop like by tomorrow?
Dude, meme coins dropped like 50%.
Yeah, true. I guess the meme coins are just like a force 3-3 somehow. Like, no one ever sells.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, they're like better than NFTs, what NFTs were supposed to do, I guess.
I mean, why would you own an altcoin right now? Like, genuinely.
Altcoin, yeah. We should have shorted some fucking altcoins. That's what we
should have. I guess we shorted ETH.
Next segment.
Guys, we are making money on 2 out of 3 trades. Unfortunately, our whiff long is slightly out of the money, but we're doing okay here.
We'll just do a fucking an update every 15 minutes or so, bring the screen up, I guess.
Yeah,
but no, I don't know.
I'm feeling good about the market here, man. Like I know, but everyone got wiped. That leverage came down a lot, right? Leverage came down a lot. Funding came down a lot.
I think everyone got wiped. Everyone's buying the dip on Twitter that I've seen. No one felt any pain in my chats. Chats got hurt at all.
I think what we're in for here is a channel, just like that. Yeah.
Oh, I think my God. I know Ansem just posted this last night, and then we got fucking intern posting this.
Oh, did he?
The funny part about this narrative, why does the bottom of the channel not matter? Only the top of the channel matters, not the bottom.
Well, I guess you could just change your line there a little bit, couldn't you?
Yeah, you could just make it fit the narrative, I guess.
Yeah. You can.
That is CA. You just put random lines in fucking.
Yeah. Oh, there we go.
There we go.
Easy angle slightly. And
much
we're good.
Better. That's make it a little more acute. And, there you go. So I don't know. I mean, I don't think the market's like going to crash or anything, but would like to see a little more froth come out. I don't think.
I like the froth.
Yeah, the froth, no, froth is good. It does create opportunities, obviously.
So are you still in meme coins? I've been buying this Nubcat thing you were bullish on 2 days ago, and then I know you're not selling it. So
no, I am just not, I don't know. I'm having a hard time convincing myself to just like 8 meme coins with size at this part of the cycle. I guess I just can't go left hard enough.
Just give into it.
I mean, yeah. like Yeah, I don't know what to say. Nubcat's content is really good, though. I mean,
if dude, it's got like 100,000 Twitter followers.
Yeah, they've got a lot going on.
I was laughing when I was going through this thing. I was like, why? I see why KBM likes this thing.
Yeah, it actually has something. I'm not bearish. Oh, who said that? I'm not bearish Nub Steezy. I like Nub. But, I mean, like...
40 million of volume. I was like, yeah, this is mine.
Yeah, no, I like the Nub. I think the Nub is...
I'd much rather own that than Ansem's cat, right?
Yeah. Why do you think people only know about dogs and cats?
Good point. It's a good point.
They're really slamming those down our throats.
What would you bring out?
I mean, like, I kind of touched on it yesterday. I think I would just go to Noah's Ark and go 2x2. You know, I'd bring the channel on 2x2. I would just go through the whole arc. Noah's whole arc and go down the list.
Yeah, I think that could work.
You know, maybe like, you know, the Bowden guy did all those people in that like weird retarded style.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry for saying that. You gotta get your own art style and do the Noah's Ark whole clan of animals.
Yeah, a frog, obviously. Yeah, Pepe, you did the frog. So you've got a frog, you've got cats, you've got dogs. I do think the ducks and penguins, you know, pudgy penguins.
There's geese. Boots are on. Yeah, I don't know. People just really are lacking creativity out here. I'd love to see something else besides dogs and cats, but you know, I guess those are the main pets out there nowadays.
Have you been on to pump.fun yet?
I have. You know? I've checked it out.
Let's see what's happening over there. Maybe that's.
Should we make some coins?
Why not? Fuck it.
Just start making coins on the show. Go straight to jail.
I was gonna make one the other day. What the fuck was it? It was a meme I remember from my gaming days. What is it called again? Fuck. We should make one on the show and just see what happens.
Create base coins. You can't create base coins, it looks like. Just blasting Solana.
Yeah, the epic duck. That's what I was going to create. Let's create that now.
What? The epic duck? Jesus Christ. What the hell is that?
How do you make one?
I don't know if we should make one right now.
No? You don't want to go to jail?
Probably not. We probably shouldn't make one on the show. But
dude,
epic duck, people keep an eye out. You'll know Mando created it.
How do we make one? How it works?
You literally just click the button and like you fill up a bonding.
Let's start a new coin. Here we go. To epic duck.
It's pretty easy.
Epic duck. You not seen the epic duck? Dude.
No, I don't think that one's gonna hit for some reason. Just like a tastemaker myself, I don't see the epic duck.
The epic duck is here.
I also didn't see like, you know, Ansem's cock flying, so
yeah, that was
what do I know?
The epic duck. Surely there's the epic duck is coming. I'm gonna share my screen and we're gonna make this now. I'm gonna make it. I don't care.
Now you're teaching people how to make coins. I guess we need to do something informational.
Why not? Here it is, the epic duck. Seeing this?
Wow, this is gonna slap. Are you making it?
Yeah,
do
why
I need
not?
To, like, load up a wallet.
Yeah,
let's let me snipe this.
Epic.
No, duck. I'm not gonna buy it.
No.
Have you gotten over to it? What the fuck am I looking at here?
No, I'm trying to
take us to pump.fun.
Am I not there? Oh, she have this tab.
You're on the epic duck. The epic duck is here.
Oh, it's coming. I think it is. The epic duck is coming.
Okay. We're losing on all our positions.
Are we?
No, the ETH short.
Oh, look at this.
I may have messed up.
Boys. Well, I made epic duck.
Okay. Epic duck is coming.
Wallet not connected. Oh, you know what? I don't have. I'm using Chrome. I'm not. Yeah. It's not going to work. I don't have my wallet connected to this Chrome. Oh, maybe all I do. Right. Maybe I do.
Somebody in the chat, go ahead and front run Mando on Epic Duck and become a billionaire. People will think that he did it. And
to be clear, I'm not.
You can make like 10 grand, probably.
I wonder if someone actually does this.
I mean, it seems like an easy way to make 10 grand.
Is it? feels like a way to go to jail.
Not for you, man. You live across the strong, you're away from the strong arm of the law
over there,
across the pond.
All right, boys. Yeah. After the show, I'm making to Epic Duck, and we're gonna see what happens.
Jesus Christ.
I'm not gonna lie, Epic Duck sucks as a meme, but I'm a buyer, send it.
Yeah, it's fucking terrible as a meme, but you know.
What are you talking about? You just said you wanted it more
I did want more animals, but in a creative way, not Epic Duck. Like you gotta think of something.
OG meme to Epic Duck. This is internet 2008, my friend. To Epic Duck. You not seen this?
I don't know. You need
this is a Roblox gaming meme, I believe.
No. You need something creative with the duck, like duck that fucks or something, and have him like, I don't know, in a pimp coat.
Look at
these. I'm just spitballing. We don't have to go with that one.
But. We're going to take Epic Duck to a few Billy. Let's beat Ansem's cock to 100 million.
Yikes. Anyway, next segment. all right, what are some Twitter questions that we had? we've got some questions here, intern.
I think we have it up on the
The document, right? I didn't even fucking click it, so maybe I should go to that.
All right, let's do some of the duck to a buck. Let's do this.
Duck to a buck. See, now we're getting a little better. That's the creativity in there.
Come on,
duck to a buck. I don't see the questions. Am I an idiot?
Surely we can make this happen. I'm all right. I'm gonna do it on my other wallet. When we're going to make Epic Duck. I might have to do that on my other wallet, guys. Going to have to, for the bear with me before the pump.fun thing happens. Pump.fun.
Jesus.
Is this a bad idea? Am I going to get canceled for this? What?
I mean, why would you get canceled? It's pump.fun. It's like, not like you're fucking taking a pre-sale.
Right,
exactly. But I mean, and if you just be uncancelable, you can't be canceled. Like, just say you don't care. Perfect. And then they can't do anything.
Epic Duck is coming. Exactly.
Something. Yeah. If you care, then
should we do some? Should we do some questions?
Yeah, I've been looking for them, but I can't find them. So.
Oh no, they're in the Wrecked Radio Hub. I've got them. If you don't, I'll find.
I mean, I'm in there. I see. Is it these Twitter links?
I think so.
Sorry, guys. Yeah. I don't know. Well,
here we go. LSF making moves on Farcaster, win Mando. I have posted once on Farcaster. I do own a disturbing amount of Farcaster coins. I will presumably get on there to pump my bags. When NFT come back, I think it's going to be a long road.
In maybe 2 to 3 months, there might be a new NFT that comes out, and maybe that's a comeback.
Yeah, I think they'll come back when everyone is silly rich and meme coins stop making.
It's kind of crazy. ETH NFTs just died off. I mean, there's just not enough bandwidth for everyone and not enough opportunity when you could just make Epic Duck and make 50k in 2 seconds. Like,
guys, I'm having issues making Epic Duck. I'll get it done. I'll get it fixed. They're gonna come back. They're definitely gonna come back at some stage, but I don't think anytime.
Not all the meme coins are running. Yeah, I'm hearing a beep too. It's from Mando. I don't know.
Hey, it was me trying to having issues, tech issues, as per normal. The next question was thoughts on the 2 billion from Silk Road. I mean, me and KBM, I think, I have different views on this. I think it's bullish that that's now gone.
I don't know.
Overhang. I think that's now. I don't know. Bullish selling.
I'm not like bearish on it. Oh, what the fuck? I don't know.
But you wanted to short ETH. I wanted to go long. You wanted to short Bitcoin. I want to go long. So I think
fair.
It's bullish.
Okay. Yeah, fair. I mean, I don't know. Yeah, it can be bullish once they sell it for sure. It's not like they're just gonna dump it, and it really doesn't matter. It'll just get bought. There's enough liquidity and size out there for them to dump that pretty easily, I would assume.
Yeah. Position sizing when aping high conviction shitters. I generally go big into small bags, into small number of things. But I have to admit, it's not as easy with shitcoins as it is with other things. Because you have to appreciate that if you have a big bag or something, like really big, the exit costs can be like 10, 20%. So you got to be aware of, like, if you're going to really decorate the chart, So that's why I've been less big on shitcoins than I have been in other things. Like, it's only if it's on a centralized exchange, you can kind of be big, or if it's levered, you can kind of be big. You're not going to move the market. But if you're buying big size of Nubcat, you got to appreciate that it's going to take a while. What about you?
Do you ever paint the chart, Mando, or do you TWAP out like a gentleman?
I do a little bit of both. I do 50% or 25% out, and then I'll normally TWAP the rest.
Okay. Interesting. Yeah.
But I'll often it depends how I want to do it. Like, I'll often TWAP in, because I think TWAPing obviously sometimes can have like
TWAP in yeah, guy. That I'm takes discipline. See, me, I'm like, I need this right now. See, I'm like, if I see an idea, I'm like, I can't TWAP in. I need to buy it all.
No. I'll often get out.
That's sharp.
In a, you know, in a dictator manner. I'm not going to name the one. And then I will TWAP out the rest of it. And then when I get in, I'll do the same, but normally with less size at the start. I'll TWAP more, because I feel like when you TWAP something, it can really create that like, oh crap, this is on the move, rather than some guy just fucking.
Yeah, you know, actually, you're right. Because aping the chart, that's actually like bearish, typically short term.
Right, exactly. Like, people going to sell that. Whereas if you're like, oh, this looks sustained.
Yeah, it's an underlying bid. Wow, Mando. Especially if you're doing with size. I guess I haven't really traded meme coins a ton, so that's a good call.
Yeah.
To be a little patient to up in them, paint the chart a little bit, create that stairway to heaven.
Exactly.
I want to get out of our short. It was a fail. We need to cut that. But
we are losing.
We're going to get fucking liquidated on this short.
We're actually not doing too well on one of our longs either here, guys.
Looks like the prizes today are going to be just listening to us talk.
Bitcoin's looking okay. ETH not so much.
Is Pala at 12:30 for real?
I actually don't know. I don't know.
I'm pretty positive Powell's peaks at 12:30, and usually the market fucking goes down because he says dumb shit.
Yeah, well, let's see what happens. Let's see what happens.
Yeah, I guess fuck it.
Everyone in the chat, just make sure you're buying WIF. We are closest to getting liquidated on WIF.
I don't know if that's legal. Cancel the game. Look at that long. Oh my god.
Yeah.
Thank God. Oh no. We need to get out of the short, Mando.
Yeah.
Are we just gonna go into liquidation? I don't know. Or do we flip flop and do we just burn
ourselves
up?
The short's barely in a worry, right?
This stage. I guess we might as well keep it as a hedge for fucking
Whiff.
Owl. Oh wait, was he speaking at noon? I just got a text from Farouk.
He already spoke?
Farouk our quant said Powell is coming across the wires right now. So he might be right. He is right. I'm looking at my Bloomberg terminal right now. He's speaking as we speak. So looks like we're in the clear.
Yeah.
Like there's no whipsaw coming.
At the moment, we're net down about 400. I think we've got $6,000 to play with. We're net down about 400, it looks like, right?
That's the power of leverage.
That's the power of leverage, my friends.
All right. Should we keep going on the questions here?
Yeah. Next question. Let me just bring up the questions. Hold on. Next question is, what to expect after Bitcoin halving? Higher. I think Bitcoin halving is going to be a narrative that you buy into and sell after. I do think it doesn't really mean anything. These things only matter after a while. But I would be unsurprised if you know, Ronnie Retail decides that he wants to buy some Bitcoin ahead of the halving and we rally into it.
Yeah, I think it's kind of a non-event, kind of like Mando just said. Not going to change much. So probably just goes up.
Just goes up.
That's what things do. They go up.
In the new paradigm. Biggest losses in career. Taking me back. In 2020, I think we've spoken about this even on the show before, but in 2020, when COVID happened, I lost a lot of money. I lost about, this was with other people's money, to be clear. I was trading at a bank, but I lost about $25 million in a week.
Other people's money?
Well,
is that what you said?
But then I made it back.
It was the bank's money.
And then on a personal basis, Just last month, I was liquidated for $2.5 million in about 30 minutes. That was painful.
Yeah, for me.
Once I made it back.
For me, I guess it was last year. Let's see, August 5th, 2022. It looks like I'm pulling up the chart now. HKD is the ticker. HKD. It was a Hong Kong low float stock. It had gone from like 20 cents to fucking $200 while I was on vacation in Greece. Got back home. I was so excited to short it. Started shorting it. Went from $200 to $2,000 in a day. It was worth more than like Apple. Oof. It was worth more than Apple or some shit at that time, the market cap. It was just broken. It kept getting halted because real stock halted limit up circuit breakers over and over. And I couldn't get out. It was so illiquid. I think I had like 10,000 or so short. And it went from $200 to $2,000. Lost $4 million. That was awesome. Really fucking sucked. Yeah. The day I came back from vacation too. Very depressing. You can't even see it on the chart. It doesn't even show where the wick extends to, but it went to $2,000 in that day. So that was cool. That sucked. $4 million of after-tax money gone. Personal money. Love that.
Yeah, that one's... I have to admit, the day that I lost that amount just a month ago, that you have a shell shock. Like, it took me a few hours, and then you do get back on the horse. But...
he becomes that, right? Yeah. No, I've had a bunch of seven-figure losses before, so it's never fun. But never. $4 million is a lot. Yeah,
$4 million is a lot. There. Okay. So next question, we're not going to dwell on that too much. Why is Mando not oily anymore? Is in the chat. I am actually still using my face oil, so lighting that you don't see.
He switched his skincare routine. He didn't switch it.
It's the same. Ah. Favorite wins from this cycle. You have any wins this cycle, KBM, that you're happy about? You've been doing well recently, it seems.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't really like tab things as favorite or not favorite. It's kind of just like a fucking game that you log into every day and win or lose. I don't know. I don't really have any favorites. What would be a favorite? Like, why would I be? I'm trying to think. Like, why would something make me happy?
That's such a trader's answer. Like, that is
but it is true. Answer. Like, I don't fucking care.
I feel nothing on the wins, but I really
I guess I did crush like Nvidia when it came off. It was up 5% to down 5% that one day a couple months ago, and I was played it long, like flip short right at the top and held it all the way down to like the bottom and made like a mil. So that was fucking nice.
That's nice. Yeah, I do think that it is that thing. Like, I don't remember the wins that much. It's traders, you get yourself to like a level where it's weird. You just don't celebrate them and you feel the loss is just as bad. That's just being a trader. This Joe Bowden thing, this is part of the reason why I made my money back. I made like $1 million on Joe Bowden.
I wanted to buy it, dude, and I fucking didn't have like the right account liquidity. And then Ansem tweeted and just ruined my life. Like, I was going to buy it like literally that day. And then he had to go and tweet, and then now it ran away from me, and then I didn't buy it. And of course, it's a lot higher. Still,
yeah, I put so like
I hesitated from that.
I put like 75 in, and it did. It's done a 50.
Is that highs right now? Jesus fuck,
dude! It went to the moon. I did sell some today.
I saw it like yesterday at 24.
Because Ansem is a fickle beast, and he tweeted about it, and he may forget about it tomorrow. But that is the reason why I made back the lever trade that I lost. That was very, very, very sweet one. We are now running it back on Nubcat.
Oh my god, dude, we should have covered that short. We're getting blown the fuck out.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, like, it broke above the range. It's all
right. Oh, god, no. Well, we're doing fine, man. We're long like 100 grand of whiff.
Oh, lucky us. Somebody's asking the next time I'm going to play poker on stream because they watch me play at the WPT, I think he means, or the Lodge. I don't know. Doug Polk has been inviting me a bunch to come play at the Lodge. I like playing at the Lodge a lot. If you didn't watch that stream that I was on, check that out. His venue is awesome, and he curates a good game. I'd rather play at the Lodge than anywhere else right now, probably. Hustlers Live is inviting me a couple times, too, for the big game, but it's all the way in fucking LA. That's a far ride. So I'll probably play at the Lodge next, but I don't know when.
So what should we do here, KBM? We're about midway through the stream. Should we change our positions at all? Are we chasing? I mean, I don't know if I can trade Solana yet. I would.
See, I don't know. If you should really on Solana, man. We positions like mid show.
You don't think?
I mean, I would have covered ETH earlier. I mean, maybe we just fucking gamble the money now.
What do you think we're doing?
Yeah, but like an even faster way, just take coin flips.
Yeah, well, we could do that. But I like the levered trading. Let's teach the people how to lose some money.
I don't know. I think just keep the trades on and just live with the results at this point.
Okay.
It's only an hour.
All right. So what airdrops are we farming is the next one. I guess I'm farming Jupiter in my own way, just from the amount of trading. Honestly, airdrops.
Does Crypto Valleys count as an airdrop farm, or is that just a real farm?
I fucking hope so, man.
No. I'm still logging in daily and planting my potatoes and going
broke. Really?
Not going well, to be honest. My farm, it feels like we're in the Great Depression stage of that game, where like the soil has become like really unfertile, a lot of fucking tumbleweeds, and the future doesn't look bright. People are very depressed.
Yeah, man.
On the map. The NPCs don't look like they've eaten in a while.
I literally got in at the Pico top of that, and then in, you know, a decent bag, and then I got in at the lows when it went all the way to, like, the next day it went to like 7. So I was like, right, I'm going to buy this. And then I got out 7. Some of it. I think I still lost like $100,000 just trying to trade.
Just yield. Trying to fucking be a humble farmer, man. It's tough to be a farmer. The overhead's high in farming, you know? You got to be a city slicker like you trying to come in and do that job, man.
That's the thing.
It's not going to happen.
I felt like I was having fun. I thought everyone was having fun. And then and then no one's having fun now. Apart from D's. He's like still rolling for legendaries.
Yeah. No, I only didn't put that much in it, but I'm losing, obviously.
Yeah.
So that's a farming experience. On to the next question.
But generally, I don't farm that much. And this isn't to be like, I think I don't love the security aspect, like having to connect to all these new things, and like particularly with funds, I'll farm if it's like it's a natural bit of my day, but I don't chase it that much. Like I just feel like I can make more money in other things versus the risk. But maybe I'm wrong. When is KBM covering short? KBM covers is short about 100 times a day. So
yeah, I held that one overnight pretty long. Then of course I overtraded it, and then I forgot ISM services were coming out at 10 a.m. this morning and spiked up in my face. So pretty much just like, you know, on my P&L treadmill as usual.
Right. Well, we're making it all back. So
yeah, we go in circles.
We are up. I can't believe this whiff long. Like why did we long whiff?
Dude, you kind of just did that without any input from me either.
Because going to do Solana. I was like, oh, I can't trade Solana. I'll trade Solana
Beta. Jumped on the desk and just hopped on the keys and just fucking slammed whiff with no input, no asking.
I wanted some Solana Beta because I was like, Solana is definitely going up. Because
Beta? Is that what they call it across
beta.
There?
Beta.
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 Beta, Beta. Wow, I never heard it said like that.
Latin.
Is that a local accent type thing?
Yeah, we do say Beta, to be fair. Alpha Beta. Not beta. Next question. Let's go through this. Does anyone care about Bored Apes anymore? Yeah, let's see.
I mean, I saw that party in the Best Buy parking lot or whatever. I mean, you know, one of those parties of how shitty it looks. That's kind of why I didn't buy CryptoPunks. I bought CryptoPunks at like 5 ETH. I didn't buy like that many, and then I saw like the fucking get together, and I was like, man, this fucking looks terrible. And I was like, I'm not buying this shit. There's no way these motherfuckers make money. And then, of course, they did. So maybe you shouldn't poo-poo Bored Apes quite yet. They might have a resurgence or something if they're throwing fucking bangers like that at Best Buy. That's the kind of parties you want to fucking facilitate an up move. Those are like the true fucking holders. They're
people
not
people know what we're talking about, even.
But I don't know. Probably.
An unofficial party in the parking lot of a Best Buy. It looked like it was the Bored Ape LA meetup, and let's just say it didn't look like $450,000 an ape. It looked like the good old days. Let's put it that way.
I swear that the punks had the similar one, and I poo pooed it, and that's what cost me a lot of money.
So they'll come back. For me, the Bored Ape thing, the issue is that Yuga's got a lot of baggage. And like it has a lot of, which I think they're trying to just like, they're basically just cutting off other side, right? Like they're cutting off all this other stuff that they made. They've realized that they swelled up too big. So now they're just going to cut a lot of that crap. But Bored Apes, I actually think like they will be around for as long as NFTs around. Like people remember them. They've become now kind of uncool, but in a good way. It's like this. I don't know. They'll come back because they'll be seen as cool again. They'll be seen as like a cool collector's item. Like, I just know it. I know this sort of thing. Like, it's just like it's
better spots. So.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I'm not saying right now. Like, I don't think they're just gonna like double tomorrow, but no. They'll come back for sure. And I think that is the exact sort of thing I would probably buy towards the end of the cycle, because they'll probably like be down bad, but they're still gonna be relevant even come next cycle. So. Maybe I'll buy them back. Will Frentech give out that many points? I think they already are giving out points, right? Oh, I'm confused about that question.
Will points translate to money? I'd like to sell my points if anyone wants to buy them. Got about 60,000. Let me know.
You can sell them, man.
No, I know. It's annoying though. It's on that Whale Markets website. You have to like fucking put your ETH up as collateral for the same amount that you sell them for. And it gets unlocked when they transfer, like, you know, when they gets created in a token or whatever. So it's like, you lock ETH just to get the fucking sale. I don't know. It's stupid. Like, I'll just live with it. I don't need it that badly.
Yeah. That's less fun.
Yeah.
I think I was very bearish on Frentech for a while. Money generally does change things. I don't know. Like, I just feel that the nature of the site is slightly, it got too farming like, and I just didn't really love that. So maybe I haven't been on that in a long, long time, but it felt as though like the people who were doing well in it, they weren't doing it well in it because of their content. They were doing well in it because they were buying everyone else's 3-3 stuff.
Yeah, it was a big 3-3 scam.
And that doesn't feel very organic. Like, I'm not trying to compare too many things, but you go into Warpcast, it feels way more organic as a thing than like why people are telling you to get onto Frentech. But we'll see what happens. How do you figure out what leverage is ideal? That is a very good question. Do you have any rules for this, KB? I know you generally use very high. You're in and out much more.
Yeah. I would just say, I mean, like, there's no science to it, obviously. It depends on like the asset you're trading and the volatility of it. Bitcoin, obviously, you take more leverage than like Ether, Solana or something. It just depends on the style you're trading with. If you're trading like long-term swings, you probably should be keeping it pretty low. And then if you're like day trading and getting in and out, you could keep it pretty high. If you're like babysitting positions, I don't know. It's kind of a subjective question, realistically.
Yeah.
Good answer here.
I have generally, it really depends. Like you said, like sometimes you can act like they're like options, basically, right? Like if you're buying something at like support or resistance, you can generally put on pretty high leverage because the trade becomes invalidated if it then goes through that level. But if you just want to have some like generic trade, or it's not like a trade like that, then I will generally go lower. I also, on Rollbit at least, I split up my trades a lot. Like, I'll never do it all on one trade. I don't know. Yeah, there's definitely not a right answer. It definitely depends on the question. And also, it depends if you're there. Like, if you're on the desk and you're looking at it, then you can probably get away with higher leverage. If you're going to bed, or like you are not going to be around, like, you've got to be aware of that. So, yeah, I think that really, really depends. But lower, you know, lower is obviously going to be better risk reward. Or at least lower is going to be less risk. You just got to work out when you want to pick your spots and be higher in it. Okay, that was our questions. Like, I don't know.
Is there any more questions from the chat that we need to ask?
Yeah, let's see. Did anyone ask any during the show? God, our trades have just done nothing, man. Like, we're down midday. $400 overall now. Let's have a look. Anyone say any question? Final question, how not to get wrecked. Thoughts on Athena? I think Athena is really smart. I don't think it's a Ponzi. I think, because you can do this trade yourself, right? How Athena works, you have let's say you have $1,000 of ETH. You could put on a levered short, 1x levered, right? And then you own a Delta neutral asset, as in the value doesn't change, and you're just clipping the funding. That's how Athena works. It basically takes your money, it puts on a 1x leverage short against an ETH position, and you make the ETH funding rate as a stable coin. You can do that. Hedge funds have been doing this since the dawn of crypto. Athena's just packaged it up in a way for you to do it via retail. There are various different other worries there. Like, their main worries are the credit risk of the different exchanges which they operate in. And I guess there's some like futures basis you have to be worried about, but like it's not like Luna. It sounds a lot like it when people say it's like I forget what they call it, something stable coin, but like it sounds like, oh fuck, this is all going to go to zero.
Way to farm funding? I didn't even
It's a way to farm funding. Yeah, that's how Athena works. So whatever funding there is in the market, you earn that as a stable coin yield, essentially.
Yeah, and you're collateralizing it, it sounds like you said.
Yeah, so
it's a risk.
That's the point. There is the exchange. Yeah. It's more exchange risk that they face than anything. I think it's a very smart product. I think it's going to do very well, and I think it could potentially even bring funding down.
No, it probably will, right? It'll fucking arbit pretty hard. Yeah. It should be like mostly neutral fundings then if people start using this with scale.
Yeah. People have said that the main worry is, you know, like when funding goes negative and stuff like that. Like, funding has traditionally never gone negative for a long time. Even during the bear market last year, or even the year before, funding was positive pretty much the whole time. I think it was positive like 20%. So, I do think that obviously these products are most attractive during the bull market. So I think Athena is an interesting product. It's worth taking a look at. I'm not telling you should 100% buy it, the coin itself, but as a stable coin yield, earning you 35%, I think that's smart. What other questions have you got? Thoughts on touch grass? No idea what that is.
I think it just means like going outside and touching grass. I don't know. People like grounding themselves. It's a new thing. So you should touch grass.
What do you think happens on the W chart? This is the wormhole airdrop. Honestly, wormhole is a bridge. I'm not like unbelievably bullish on them. At 15 billion, I guess. But bridges, there's a dime a dozen of bridges, man. Or like bridging technology. So
what bridge do you use mostly?
You can use wormhole layer zero. You can use there's like tons of different ways to basically interact with things on different chains. Rune, obviously, yeah. You have like a way to do cross chain swaps. And you also can just do it through like centralized exchanges too. So I feel like, unlike some of the other airdrops recently, I feel like that one's got capped upside. I know it's sold off on the open, so I don't really have a really strong view, but I'm not like, oh my God, this is going to go to 30 billion. It's at 15 billion and it's a bridge. So I don't know. What else we got?
Bridges have been having issues lately too.
Yeah, also, that's the other
one thing. One in Baltimore, collapse.
Well, yeah, that's that.
Anyway.
Thoughts? What else have we got here?
How are we going to give this money away that we lost?
Well, we get to keep the money, right? Get to keep the $2,000?
Yeah, but how are you going to give it away?
Yeah.
Should we gamble it further before we do?
We are hemorrhaging cash right now. We are down $700.
Hope you didn't tell us.
Fuck.
There might be a segment where people should fade us.
They probably are. And Ansem's probably running a stream right now fading us.
Okay. I think we're almost done here, though.
Yeah. I think that is I think that's it. I think that's it, guys. I tailed you, now I am broke. Yeah, sorry. WIF is about to imminently default, it looks like. We are
we're screwed.
We're down $1,000 on our WIF trade.
Oh boy.
So how do you want to do this? Do you want to give it out all as one? And somebody goes home with a pretty
$5,000
threes or something.
Well, we haven't really got a lot of three, right? Like, it's, we're down $1,000 nearly. So we've got $5,000 really to give out, I think. I think that's how this works, right? If I cash this out.
I don't know. Why don't you try to cash them out?
No. No money, actually.
Oh, no. What? Do you only get the money? How...
I don't know. I thought we got to keep it.
Oh, no, fuck. I guess it's a free trade, but then you like only get the balance if you win.
Well, then we're going to have to be way more degenerate next week. We're going to have to be way more degenerate. I don't care about the losses then. We should just run it up 1,000x.
We didn't read the fine print, guys.
We didn't read the fine print. We should be basically, if we lose, we don't lose anything, but if we win, we win. So
yeah, that is, I didn't read any fine print.
That's good. How we're going to have to do it.
What do you want to do with this $1,500, $1,200? Should we just
know if that was already in there?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, did you make 1,200 on Bitcoin? Is that what it?
No, I think like that's just from previous weeks. Like sometimes, yeah, some leftover. Yeah, yeah, I don't think we have anything. But I'm not. I'm genuinely not sure.
Fumbled the bag.
Rough one. One, 1.2k roller coaster at all. All right, yeah, fuck it.
All right, fuck it. Yeah, 1.2k. Got to go like a, not maybe like 100x. Let's watch. Let me see.
Here. What are we thinking here?
Put on this, 1 minute. Look at this. And go to 1 minute.
Is this going to breach or is this going
to? Can you get off tick? Go to 1 minute chart and then also on your settings. Can you take the people off? Settings. Thank you.
What are you thinking? Is this?
Zoom in. All right, cue this shit up. $1,200 at 100x.
100x long or short?
Well, let's try to like decide. Let's zoom in real quick.
Feels like it's gonna bounce there. That looks like support, right?
Nah, short it.
You think short it
quick? Oh no, we're fucked.
Oh, it's going.
Oh, well, stop. Keep it's your going, finger guys. Over the cash out, just in case.
Oh my god, look at this.
Let it go.
Let it go. Oh, we're up at the
cash it.
Yeah, cash it. Right.
Woo!
Woo!
Did we go that easy.
Did we go along with the balance? Or?
Oh god, I don't know. Probably not. Maybe we should just give it away at this point.
Does anyone really want $2,000 or do they want $10,000?
I'm sure they do.
Yeah. Okay.
We should even give like 1,200 away to each or something or whatever. Look at that. We should have held the short. We had a support break, bro.
Fuck. It's a zero. Zero.
This looks like it's gonna
bounce to me, man.
Well, nah, it trends pretty hard. I don't know, man. I wouldn't just randomly buy it here. It seems like a fucking random trade.
Yo, Razor, give us a Godwick. Let's take this to 1,000. Do we do it?
What are you doing?
I don't know. Oh, it's bouncing, man. It's bouncing.
Go up to 2,700 in the wager. 100x.
I feel like we've got to re-roll this, right?
Too much. You put too much money. You don't have that much money. You're gonna miss this. You're gonna miss it.
Right.
All right, zoom in. No, 100,000. You'll get instant licked. Don't do that.
We're going long.
Wait, you're just going wide. My god, he just clicked the button. Hold on, scroll up. What do you keep moving around?
Oh my god,
why would you just buy it for no reason? All right, can you scroll up so I can see the fucking price?
I can't actually.
This is a disgusting spot to be long.
Is it? Or is it the bounce? Is it the bounce we've all been waiting for?
It feels weak. It feels weak.
It feels very weak right now.
We're fucked. I don't think you should just ape that long.
Hold on.
We're going to need to be saved from the heavens.
Hold on.
It's gone. See you later, boss.
No. Oh. You have little faith.
It's so weak. You could just see it, and it's, look over. At that. It's weak as shit.
It's over.
Well, that was educational.
It's over. Yes. We tried.
You can blame Mando. He just fucking, it was like the whip long. He just clicked the button, didn't even ask me. Unreal. Good time, gents. That was an interesting episode.
Yeah. Look out for the Epic Duck. I'll see you next week.
Yeah. Keep an eye out for Epic Duck, I guess.
Oh, is that code at the end?
Yeah, I'm looking for the code. I can't find it. Getting Wrecked 92. Getting Wrecked 92. Interesting show. Hope you enjoyed it. Little different than the usual ones. More casual, just doing clearly dumb shit and burning money, it appears.
Yeah.
Good times.
All right, guys. All right. See you next week.
See ya.